Welcome to the Women's Motorsports Network podcast, the show that puts the spotlight on the incredible women who fuel the world of motorsports. From drivers to crew members, engineers to fans, and everyone in between, we're here to celebrate the trailblazers, dreamers, and doers shaping the sport we love. Each episode, we share inspiring stories of females of all ages from every corner of the motorsports universe, past, present, and future. It's a journey through the seasons of life filled with heartfelt moments, laughter, and a whole lot of horsepower. So whether you're a lifelong fan, a racer yourself, or simply curious about the extraordinary women behind the wheel, settle in, relax, and enjoy a fun and uplifting ride with us. This is the Women's Motorsports Network podcast, connecting and celebrating women in motorsports, one story at a time. Let's hit the track. Hello, everyone. This is Melinda Russell with the Women's Motorsports Network podcast. And my guest tonight is Cheyenne Fantuzzo. Hopefully I said your last name right, Cheyenne. And I want to welcome you to the show. And if you would, why don't you start by telling us just a little bit about yourself?
Well, I am 26 years old and I live in Brookshire, Texas. And I don't have any pets. And anyways, I was born in Corpus Christi, Texas, and it's still my hometown to this day. My dad and I, from time to time, we go down there every other weekend or possible. I went to school. I went to Westview School. I think I was two years old. I graduated from Westview Middle School until 2014. And then I went from there to Launch Academy, which is a special needs school for special needs students. And I have autism. I am autistic, and so I went to high school until 2018. Then I graduated in 2018, and then after that, in the next year, I started working at Dollar Tree in Sealy, Texas, and I worked there for approximately 6 years. Last year I had to quit that job for some reasons or something like that. But I have a new job, which is in my dad's oil field business, selling used oil field surplus equipment in his yard.
Oh, awesome. So you're doing all kinds of interesting things.